We're going to think just very briefly about that reading we've heard and also about our theme this morning, finding God in one another. But first of all, I wonder if you're familiar with these books. Anybody recognise these books? Exactly right, the Where's Wally books. Wally is the person in the bottom left corner. He's a very distinctive looking character who wears a red and white striped jumper, a red and white striped bobble hat, and Harry Potter glasses. And on every single page of the Where's Wally books, there's a really detailed illustration with hundreds of people on it. And the aim of the game is to find Wally. It's easier said than done, though, because there are a lot of people who look like Wally. There are an awful lot of people on that beach wearing red and white striped items. It just so happens, and surely this has only happened in America, that someone has produced a Where's Wally style book where the aim of the book is to find Jesus. That's right, on every single page, Jesus is hidden somewhere. In this picture, I believe he's walking on water, rather appropriately, somewhere in the back of the picture. I wonder if you've ever tried looking for someone and haven't found them. I wonder if you've ever tried looking for Jesus and you haven't found him. It strikes me that at the times when we need him most, it can feel like God isn't there. I believe that God is with me by his Holy Spirit, but you know, it would be so much easier if God turned up in person, if he was right here, as close to me as the brownies are. So where is God when we need him? Well, as I've said, the theme of today's service is encountering God in one another, finding God in one another. And at the start of the service, I asked you to describe God using three words, and you came up with all sorts of descriptions: loving, forgiving, generous. Well, I think the three words that I would choose to describe God are these three. He's like us. Or actually, if I was going to be theologically correct, it would be that we're like him. At the very beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we're told that God made each of us in his image. That means that we are like God. Our characters are a bit like God. Every time we do something kind, we reflect the kindness of God. Every time we do something generous, we reflect the generosity of God. And in that reading that we heard a moment ago, all about love, Jesus commanded his disciples to love each other. But what's that about? Why did he ask us to love each other? Well, this is what it says somewhere else in the New Testament. It says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. That means that God lives in us. That's what that verse is saying. So when we love others, they can see the love of God in us. So where's God when you need him most? Well, yes, he's with us by his Holy Spirit, but he's also with us in the person sat right next to us. God's with us in the person sat right next to you. Just take a look for a moment at the person next to you. I think it is absolutely amazing that we can receive the love of God through the person sat right next to us, that we can receive the help of God through the help of the person next to us. We can receive God's care when the person next to us shows us care. So do you know, maybe those Where's Wally books have actually got it right after all. Because on every single page of the Where's Wally books, there's only one Wally. But there are lots of people that look like Wally. And it's the same here today. There's only one God. We know him as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But actually, there are lots of people in this room that look a bit like God. So the next time you find yourself thinking, where is Jesus when I need him? Maybe the place that you're going to find him is actually in the person who's nearest to you and in the love that they have to show you. And I think that's one of the incredible truths in the New Testament, that God would choose to work through us to show his love through people as ordinary or as special as we are. So keep your eyes out for someone with a bobble hat when you're looking for Jesus.